using the forest as a setting. I mean, Ajahn Chah lived in forests. He was a forest monk. He used the environment to train us. And that sense of being in a place of nature was a gift for people to come into and train and to get a respite from the just the busyness of the world around, but also using just the simple things of nature to start to reflect on Dhamma. And as he could, you know, you're making teachings of the things around him all the time. So that the, remember one time walking back from alms round with him, and you'd walk be, because he's a senior monk, you'd be walking behind him, and walking a little bit behind, and sometimes chatting with us, with him. Sometimes he'd be asking questions, other times just sort of walking and being behind him, and if there was something he needed me to do, fine. If not, fine, and just sort of being there. And we're walking down a path in the monastery, going back to the dining hall, and these two lizards fell out of the trees and came plop down in front of us. And and of course, they'd been mating in the tree, and he turned and said, "See that?" He said, "If they hadn't been mating," and he said, "they would have been more careful than that. They wouldn't have fallen out of that tree." He said, "I'll bet that hurt." So very ordinary circumstances, just pull it around and make a teaching out of it. Point it. And the environment was one that was there for teaching.